You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 4, Episode 19, New Moon Rising. Oz's surprise return to Sunnydale causes complications in Willow's current love life and leads to his transformation into a werewolf and subsequent capture by Riley. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
Gabby's not here. I am Illyrio.
And I'm the one that nobody cares about. I'm Val.
Aww.
Oh, no. Everybody's always anxious to hear who our guest will be. Yeah.
I think so.
I want to hear your thoughts. Okay.
So, Val, you're in Long Island.
Yep. Long Island's really
and
hot.
Oh, yeah, it's hot everywhere, I think. And you're a podcast virgin.
That's right. I'm just really happy you were my first.
You should have been on last
episode. I've never heard that. Thank you, Val.
That was great.
It was nice.
So when did you watch Buffy for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. It was actually, there was an article in the paper. A guy wrote about it. He was, like, gushing over it. I said, I have to see what he's talking about, because I never went near it. You know, the name turned me off. I didn't like Sarah Michelle Gellar. So one day I just tried it, and it was okay. And then I went back to it later, on and off. And it wasn't until the end of season 6, I said, I got to find out how this all started. So from then on, I just stopped watching it on and off, then caught up on FX. And I'm like crazy.
Wow.
Crazy fan. Yeah, I was like, then I like watch like random things all over the place. I didn't follow it like straight across. It wasn't until probably the FX did like the fifth time it go over again.
Yeah.
That's when I would probably watch it straight through. But I would like read episode descriptions and I'd say, well, that sounds interesting. And I'd watch that one. But I never follow it. Like, I was just all over the place. Then I finally watched it all. That's my long winded description.
So, how long ago was that?
I started really watching, I think, 2002.
Oh, well, really. That's right. You tell me when season, you said.
Yeah, that's when I started. So season 6 was the one that really kind of reeled me in.
Wow.
And then you just have rewatched over and over?
Well, not over. Last 3 years, I stopped, like, watching the DVDs because it was just getting, like, it wasn't fresh for me then.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys came along, and you just renewed my love for the show. So thank you for that.
That's awesome.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that. So now I'm a crazy fan again.
Yay.
Thanks a lot, boy.
All right, do we want to read Gabby's email for New Moon Rising?
She got an email?
Yeah. Sure. Go, Kim, go.
Gotta get me ready. Okay. New Moon Rising. I was right! That's it. That's all she writes.
Yeah, she was right. We can admit it now.
See, part of me, I can't tell, were they being coy with Willow's sexuality and with Willow's attraction to Tara because of the network?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they being coy, was it a part of the story that they were being so slow with the build of the relationship, or was it because they can't show certain things on network television or what?
I don't know. I think it was just like a gradual thing with them.
I think it's a bit of both. I think they were hinting around it. They probably tried a few things, but maybe the network said you can't do that. And I also think it's part of, okay, we have to get a checklist of, okay, every show's got to have this and that. We need one gay character now. We need to have the AIDS episode. We need to have the the sex before marriage episode. You know what I mean? So I think I think part of it was a nice slow gradual build. Another part of it was, let's be hip. Let's make someone gay. You know?
You can't make someone gay, Kim. Oh, I can't believe you just said that.
But I'm talking about the writers.
But back then,
you know, at the turn of the, you know, at the year 2000, I don't think every show had a gay character. I think that it was pretty,
in the year 2000!
Did you watch Dawson's Creek?
Was there some fun guy on there? Because I know I watched it, but I heard about it. Same year?
That gay? And yes, Illyrio, they made him gay, because when they when they started, he was not gay.
Like Willow.
He was all about Joey. Anyways. Different show.
Right.
Interesting. Do we want to play this voicemail?
Yeah, let's do that.
This voicemail.
Voice of mail. They're back. The EH podcast is back. I'm so happy. And then they started playing music while I was waiting for the bus, and it was just awesome.
Which podcast is back?
The 11th Hour Podcast, the Doctor Who podcast with Chris.
I don't know that one.
And Joe. Yeah.
What's a Doctor Who?
I don't watch it either, so. Don't feel bad. And you're not going to make me watch it either.
Here's Paul Mackey. Here's Paul Mackey with the volume turned up.
Hello, Gax. This is Paul Mackey. I would have recorded this as an audio file, but circumstances in my household means that I can't do that ahead of your recording later today. This is dealing with the episode New Moon Rising, but I'll start off on an unrelated topic, and you should have plenty of time to stop listening. Oh, wait, that's my script for the audio file. Anyways, I have a tendency to go there when most others shy away in the interest of decorum, much to the chagrin of my lovely wife in many cases. A bit later, I'll be attempting restraint, something I use less in conversation than in bed. No, I said too much again. So, we can see the moral gray areas of the initiative did not, in fact, die out with the Maggie Kebab. But a plot that has our own government secretly detaining people indefinitely over a perceived threat, that's just, a couple of years early, even with the original air date of May of 2000. Folks are choosing up sides. So, after Willow and Tara kind of resolve things, and Oz said he mis-smelled Tara, does he referring to the scent? No. I'll stop that sentence. As restrained as Japanese rope bondage. Crap. Said too much again. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Paul. I wonder if he was calling from the cold room.
Rachel Horns.
Can we say something before we even go on?
Of course.
Oz is back? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm expecting him at the door.
I loved it.
Okay. I'm going to go off on a rant right now.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
The last scene with Oz and Willow talking in the van.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, in my wildest nightmares, been able to foresee dialogue that has made me so livid and so angry.
Why is that?
If you actually listen to the words coming out of Willow's mouth, she is saying the stereotypical abused spouse dialogue of, it's not your fault, it was my fault, I upset you, and it's something in me, but only when you're around. Oh my god, I wanted to eviscerate that little munchkin.
Really?
I wanted to put his head on a spike, and I'm sorry, folks, I wanted to pee on it. That, and I'm sorry, but when he mis-smelled Tara, and he got all violent?
You're kidding
me, right? I mean, sure, subtext, but anyway, then I'll get into a little bit of that a little later when we get into maybe analyzing like what was actually going on with the character, but that last scene, and it wasn't until I rewatched it earlier today, really just Willow was being the stereotypical abused partner. blaming herself and saying that Oz, you know, it wasn't his fault and that she upset him. She literally says, it wasn't your fault, I upset you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wrote that down, too.
Pizza!
That's crazy!
Pizza is dinner!
What?
Anyway. Oh, it's an old Canadian PSA against domestic violence. Look them up on YouTube. They're crazy.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about. I live in this country.
You don't remember the PSAs against domestic violence that aired on our
Are you saying
airways?
Pizza?
Yeah. Basically, you had these setups where you had a husband coming home. Like, this was one of them. He came home, and there was pizza, and he didn't call saying he was late. And pizza, dinner ready is pizza, and he goes all crazy. There's one where the waitress at a restaurant spills coffee on the guy and he just starts physically assaulting her. There's one where someone says something at a meeting to correct him, at a business meeting, and he throws a stapler at her.
I don't remember
these. Excellent PSAs. Canada is really, really gifted in PSAs.
Yeah.
Wacky Canadians.
Yeah, very wacky. Very
and I just wonder if, you know, if you're an abuser... Do you see yourself in that,
of
or are you like in denial no. and you know that's somebody else, that's not me?
Somebody I else, think,
yeah, them. Somebody yeah. else, or maybe because they had it done to them, they're like, I don't see what the big deal is. It happened to me, and I turned out fine. Mm-hmm. You know,
it must be the way that things are done because yes. that's the way I was yes. raised. Yeah. Anyway,
so I didn't think of that at all. I just thought that this scene, I was like, okay, they have closure, the end.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I watch it again a second time, I'll probably see. I know I'll definitely
well,
see.
I only noticed the second time I watched it, I'll be honest.
Mm.
But it really struck me.
I noticed it the 15th time. It took me that long.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel Horn's email.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it.
Sure.
New Moon Rising. Blah, blah, Oz cakes. Obviously,
boo,
everyone...
Oz, boo. Boo him.
Little Oz.
Obviously, everyone will be feedbacking about the obvious Oz versus Tara Shipper wars. Yes, it was nice to see Oz again. Obviously, Willow still loves him, but can't be with him now. But will one day shag him in Istanbul? No. Willow is totes against men now. Etc. Et
I hope she's not against men like that.
Oh. That is irrelevant. Oz has left. Tara is all extra flamey. And we finally have confirmation that Willow is a sapphic sister to the dark arts and confirmation that magic is for now a metaphor for sex. I wanted to write in because I think that because you were all spoiled about Willow's sexual orientation, and because of some very excited feedback to Tara's appearance in Hush, you jumped to the conclusion very speedily that Tara and Willow would be girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I thought it was obvious.
I thought it was hugely obvious.
I want to make a correction. Yes. Gabby was not spoiled. She came up with that theory.
Yes.
At the, on the...
The Prophecy Girl?
The Prophecy like Girl season? Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank really you. Early. Shocked me. Like, how did she know?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you guys will tell us if you're spoiled on things.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
won't just, no. you know, try to keep it a secret.
I have a couple spoilers coming up, and as soon as they pop up, I'll let everybody know.
Oh,
same.
They're not big spoilers, though.
Okay.
Well, maybe one of them is, but the other one isn't really. But, you know, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
I'm, you know, I'm not going to fake it.
Okay.
You know, not faith.
Okay, where am I in Rachel's email?
That's right, Robin. I said that.
Robin Burge.
Deal with
the show,
it.
You mean?
Yes, friend of the show, Robin Burge.
Well, can I just say that he, this was supposed to be Robin's spot, and he was nice enough to give it to me. He gave it up to me.
Well, wow. Thank you, Robin.
Did you know that? Yeah, because I complimented his singing that Faith song that he did.
Rob
said he had a really nice voice. He did.
Robin said, gave oh, up a chance to be on another
he
podcast?
He did. Can you believe yeah. that? Walked that down in history.
Okay, back to Rachel's email. Where was I? I mean, wasn't that hand-holding and moving the fridge so very sexually charged? Ah-ha-ha. I thought it was.
So did
according to Mr. Josh Eden... That was not the case. He said that initially they wanted to bring a friend for Willow to do magic with, and as Willow was a much more confident person since the earlier seasons, they also needed a new Willow, someone who could be a victim, being chased by monsters, etc. After a few episodes of seeing Tara and Willow together in scenes, Joss apparently decided to play with the idea of making Tara a potential love interest. He says that initially this was all going to be done as a vague metaphor, floating roses, flaming O, spells, etc., but then decided to go all the way with it. He says that he had always intended on having one of the Scoobies have a gay relationship during the college years, but hadn't... Huh?
I said, see? They had a checklist of things to do.
But hadn't really decided on whether it would be Xander or Willow. If you rewatch season 3, you can see that he had more hints for Xander being gay than Willow, and her one "I'm so shaky and I think I'm kind of gay" line.
Kim, I'd much rather have a token gay character than a toilet hatch on a mysterious island.
The other interesting note for this episode is that you'll notice that Willow and Tara don't get to kiss. Okay, here we go. This was not Joss's decision, but one made by the Disney-owned WB. You will eventually see some physical affection. One further point I would like to make about this episode is regarding Willow's blue cardigan. When she is wearing it, it is a tight little number with 3/4-length sleeves. When Tara is wearing it, it is baggy and has full-length sleeves. This really, really bothers me.
But wait, she wasn't actually wearing her clothing.
Who? Tara?
Yeah, she's
wearing her sweater.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oz even said, is that Willow's sweater you're wearing?
But I think he said that because he was trying to rationalize why she would smell like Willow. I don't think she was actually wearing the sweater. I think she just smelled like Widow because they, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, hugged. Yeah, I guess so.
For a prolonged period of time.
Maybe if it wasn't baby blue.
Yeah, that was
they
a sweater.
Both weren't.
All right. I guess it was the same sweater. Mm-hmm. What do I know? Justified. I'm no fashionista.
Justified.
Rachel says, and shut up, Forrest. I agree. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're in shock. It's okay. We know what we're doing.
Can I say something?
Yes.
This episode really illustrates how great of an actress I think Allison Hannigan is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that all the scenes that she had with Tara, it just showed me how bad of an actress Tara is. No, I'm serious. And I think someone mentioned earlier, does she do like acting classes like somewhere?
Yes. She's given acting classes at Dragon Con.
Because I think she's horrible. Like, do what makes you happy.
But she has that stutter.
It wasn't cute. It was really forced, and it was so unnatural next to Allison Hannigan. I was just, it took me out of their connection and just made me, I was like, this is really bad acting 101.
Did we read the email about the Tara hate?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. We're allowed to hate who we want.
I don't hate her. I was just
really
taken aback.
Oh, that's right. It's Anya you hate. Oh, I'm sorry. Anya. I was confused.
Can't stand Anya. No, but with Tara, look at me. But with Tara.
It's spreading.
With Tara, I really want to like her. I really do. But when that scene when she was trying to be all like, oh, woe is me, and I was just so taken out of it, because Allison Hannigan, to me, she just jumps right in and she's given her all. Whereas, and even against Oz, like, he was playing off that too, but her and Tara together, maybe right now, I'm just not feeling it.
Right.
Okay, Rachel, let me finish Rachel's email. As always, I'm enjoying your podcast. Well done for surviving the awesome Faith episodes. Illyrio, I'm writing this before he has got to the Faith arc crossover, so there is a chance that he will not survive, in which case
What faith art crossover? Spoiler alert.
Yeah. We have an announcement to make. The end of Redemption cast is nigh. Robin,
uh-oh,
you're the last to know.
Sorry. Uh-oh. So she's on it for sure. Awesome. Anyways, go on.
Oh, I forgot the mental note of don't read the last paragraph.
did it say that?
Well, some of us have already watched the episode in question.
Yeah, I was thinking,
The episode's called 5x5. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not a big secret.
Give me a break. Based on our reactions last time we released Redemption Cast, and I mean the last time we ever released Redemption Cast, I think you all pretty know that we're assuming that someone's on that show. Anyway, this is Potential Cast. Let's talk about Buffy.
Is that why Gabby isn't here?
No.
She's seen too much faith. He's got sick of her.
Yeah, probably. She's like, I hate this. I can't stand this. I'd rather move. Yeah. Faith made Gabby want to move. That's how dirty she felt. I can't live here anymore. My TV has exposed the radiation of Faith's image into my furniture and my walls.
I thought I was rid of her.
Artie had to talk her down. And that's hard because he only knows Spanish. So, how many more emails can I interrupt, Stephanie? I'm sorry.
I was going to say Facebook. Facebook group.
Facebook group.
Yeah.
Teofilo Roca Rivas said, let's blow some candles off.
They're extra flamey.
Extra flamey. Ina says, I like that we got a final episode with Oz, who left in such a hurry earlier in the season. I love the last scene between him and Willow. Ina, I want you to rewatch that with the eyes of what I just kind of mentioned, because hate Oz now forever and ever. We'll hate him.
But that's the thing, is that if this is the last time we see Oz in the...
I really
the,
hope so now.
I hope not, because now I want him to redeem himself.
Well, I mean, I have a theory about Oz. So,
you have a theory.
And Riley is being stupid again and judging women who love monsters.
Oh, that scene got me so angry.
I know. This episode is the stereotypical woman hating abuse lesbians are awesome episode.
It was a perfect mix. Off with them talking about Willow, and Buffy had to bring it around and make it about her.
Oh, yeah.
She's good at that. That is what drove me bonkers. I was like, they're not talking about you, Buffy. Relax.
Kim, it's her show.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it's like when you guys stop talking about me.
Is it winter in Sunnydale?
You know? Very sad, no.
Is it winter in Sunnydale?
There's never winter. Winter is coming.
You're sporting gloves.
I want to see the cast of Buffy reimagined as Game of Thrones characters. Hey, Internetica, do it. The term Internetica is used free of license from Amy. And Riley being stupid again and judging women who love monsters. I like how all this brings up issues from Buffy's past as well. And to be fair, Riley does redeem himself at the end, turning his back on the initiative. Good for him. I think he's going to double-cross the Scoobies. I think he took the Colonel up on his offer, and I think he's going to try to infiltrate the Scoobies from within. That's what I think.
I don't think he's that smart.
I think that's what he did. Here's someone that'll tell us if I'm right. Beth says, my favorite episodes of Buffy are the ones that tug at my heartstrings and...
New Moon Rising.
New Moon Rising, thank you. I'm like, does that in spades. It's the perfect bookend to Wild at Heart. Sorry, Kim, I cut you off. So you don't think Riley's going to double-cross the Scoobies?
No, like I said, I don't think he's that smart.
I think he's going to double-cross the Scoobies, and let's say, who has a penchant for killing her boyfriend? Buffy will kill Riley!
I think he's just going to stray away from both. He's going to realize that Buffy will never love him the way that she loves Angel, and he's going to be like, I can't compete with that.
I can't compete with that. I can't brood like him. Look at my hair! I look like I'm 12 years old.
I don't think the Elizabeth will take him back. So I think he's just going to be a rogue soldier walking around for the rest of his life.
Simone says, now here's an episode I truly adore. Riley steps up, and good for him. Oz is back! He meditated in Tibet. Yay! Just like Dale Cooper. Ah, shit. Turns out there's not enough rosary beads and meditation in the world to stop Wolfie Oz. Damn you, Josh Eden.
Aw.
But there's Tara. She's beautiful and makes Willow happy. Heart. Didn't the end of Wild at Heart tear your insides out? That couldn't happen again, could it? And much worse this time. Have you met Joss Whedon? He stops himself quite often. He tops himself quite often. The emotion that Ali and Seth conjure up is heartbreaking. It kills me every single time. Not heartbreaking for me. I wanted to break Oz's heart. Guys, watch it again. It's awful what Willow says. Just truly awful. Carol says, Metaphorapalooza! I love that they give closure to the Oz and Willow story, give more depth to Oz's story, give more depth to the Willow-Tara relationship, give complications to the Riley-Buffy story, give us a character who is still back in the black and white world Buffy started in but has since grown out of, and so much more. On a side note, am I the only one who thinks that werewolves in full hairy makeup inevitably look a little bit silly? No matter how good they try to make the makeup. That's true. It's very difficult. I mean, not since Teen Wolf have we seen a convincing werewolf.
I think he's more convincing in the transition phase than when he gets all the way to be a werewolf.
Like Christian Slater on that Saturday Night Live episode where you can see him spitting out his teeth.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't see that one.
Christian Slater hosted Saturday Night Live at one point, and they did this whole black and white homage to Werewolf, and it was like him changing, and it would always cut back to the cops going, look, his face is now changing like this, and then at one point they cut back to Early, and he hadn't spit out the teeth, so he spits the teeth out. Oh, it was fantastic. Jimmy says, poor Tara, if I were her, and Oz were trying to move in on my girl, and then tried to eat me, I'd have let G.I. Joe take him away and been like, Oz, nope. Haven't seen him. I suppose that makes me kind of a Richard head. As a viewer in general, loved seeing Oz again, even if only for an episode. I think the closure that came to Willow and Oz's relationship was much needed. Random note, glad Buffy's momentary Wiggins only lasted a few minutes.
Ugh, Wiggins came back.
I know.
I was like, why are they trying to make this a thing?
I'm glad they didn't feel the need to stretch out the whole, oh my god, she's a lesbian! Freak out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Buffy, of course, is all wrapped up in herself and is just oblivious to what is going on with Willow. Yeah. So it would be a shock because it was just
Buffy,
out of
Buffy,
the blue
Buffy,
for
Buffy,
her.
Buffy, 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 Buffy.
Right.
Buffy, Buffy. Buffy. Mm-hmm. Buffy, Buffy.
Yeah, I'm glad that they had that scene where she wasn't completely like, oh, I'm so happy for you. It's like, what?
Did you think they did that well in that coming out scene?
Well, she called her Will. I mean, she might as well call her Billy. She was calling her Will.
I liked it. I thought
it was fine.
It's fine.
They did it justice, I think. Because they didn't make it out like over the top, like, oh, good for you. You know, like, I think they made it a bit more. They made it more realistic, I think.
Apparently, Joss wasn't that happy with it. That's what I
really
read. Yeah. I had to go back. I was looking online because I remember reading. I think pretty sure it was Allison that said in a magazine. I copied it. I pasted it. The question was: it seems like the coming out scene of Buffy might have been an intense one to film. Did it go smoothly? She goes, no, it didn't at all. Joss didn't seem happy with it. And it was just one of those things that we had to get through. It was taking forever, and it was one of those long days. So, and then she goes on to say, let's see, on the page it was great, but then doing it was like, we're running behind, the setup's taking too long, and Joss was down there. He doesn't come down as much anymore because he's so busy, but this was an important scene, and he didn't seem happy. When Joss doesn't seem happy, you just feel like, oh man, I'm disappointed. Everybody in the world is going to hate this, but on the page it was lovely. So, I wonder if he couldn't rewrite it or something. I don't know.
Wasn't he working on three shows?
Unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on...
Surabhi Seshdari says, this is one of my favorite episodes of season 4 because it has a fairly engaging plot, but its main focus remains on Willow and Tara's development, or at least that's how I see everything through my anti-initiative glasses. It develops not only their relationship, but it shows who they are as individuals and perhaps why they work so well together. When I first watched this episode, I was sure that Tara would have some moral dilemma over whether to let the Scoobies know what had happened to Oz, and I was pleasantly surprised. And Buffy's reaction to Willow coming out always amuses rather than disappoints me. Will. And Paul Mackey, this one snuck up on me, so had to do my comment thing via voicemail, which is nerve-wracking with the whole no backsies thing. Managed to pull off no spoilers, though the taste is questionable. You're not wrong. Thanks for the feedback, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Now for my super long, non-ranty dissertation about what this episode is actually about.
Okay.
This episode is about Oz being now free of the wolf he becomes and now trapped with the wolf he actually has become. Oz was cool and great and laid back and super giving and generous and non-possessive, but oops, got bit by his little nephew or cousin, and now all of that repressed rage he may have been repressing comes out once a month. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's managed to control his, externalized manifestations of all this male anger and venom, he is now not the same Oz, not as laid back. And this is clearly illustrated in the scene where he confronts Tara about smelling like Willow, where he lays a hand on her, he gets loud, he gets aggressive, and I think it's further carried off in the scene where Willow starts to approach him when they finally release him from the initiative cell, and he says, no, stand back. Where it isn't about protecting Willow, it's about alienating and hurting the woman who jilted him. And I believe at the very end, if you all rewatch that through my eyes, please, but they're not on loan, it's the stereotypical abused and abuser dialogue. It's word for word what an abused spouse would say to her abuser, unfortunately, in many situations. It wasn't your fault. I'm the one who upset you, making excuses for him, when in fact Oz coming back and not turning into a werewolf is the worst thing that could have happened to him, because now the wolf is permanently there. And that's what I think this episode is about.
Interesting. Mm. You don't think that when Oz was away, you don't think that he was thinking about Willow the entire time?
Well, he may have been, right? And it's
like that his motivation for leaving and coming back was to be with Willow. So everything he did to suppress himself from becoming a wolf was for Willow. And then he comes back and finds out that someone else has taken his woman.
And so
you don't think that he would have gotten a bit upset?
I don't disagree that he wouldn't have gotten upset, but we've seen him get upset about that before when Willow and Xander were caught,
right.
In that one episode whose title I forget. And the way he handled it was much more Oz-like back then than the way he handled it this time. This time, you know, it's the whole idea of you can be a werewolf once a month and you can be a super awesome guy the rest of the time. Now that you're not going to be a werewolf once a month, you're actually not going to be a super awesome guy anymore. I think the only way that you can get rid of that external werewolf manifestation is to internalize it all and be all the time, which is interesting how in the previous Leon, you know, the wolf is in me, da da da, and all that stuff. It's like, yeah, you know what? You made sure the wolf is in you all the time now. And fuck possessiveness and fuck Oz.
Well, yeah, because I
really think.
Sorry.
Yeah, in this episode, Oz's demeanor is a lot different than. And that's what I just took it as, okay, when he got mad at Tara, he reached for and he got angry. I was thinking, yeah, if this was a man that took his woman, he could punch him in the face, but this isn't a woman, and he can't.
But Oz wouldn't have punched him in the face. Oz didn't punch Xander in the face, right? Our Oz.
I think he would have. No. I think because he's like, I went away and I did all this for you, and this is what you do when I'm away?
But that's not Oz. Away? He just took off away.
Yeah.
She didn't ask for him to go away.
But
Willow never said, you know what, go away and come back better. No, he decided to have his stupid male ego take charge and say, I'm going to go change myself because this is, you know what, instead of talking things out, coming to an understanding, actually being an adult about it, he bolted. Mm-hmm. And the idea of him doing all this stuff for Willow is irrelevant. The fact is, he comes back a worse person. Mm-hmm. In my humble opinion.
How would you have written it? You would have written it different? Something?
I would not have had him come back.
Period.
Because I think the better ending is him just leaving and never coming back. I think for me, that was enough. I don't need closure on someone's old relationship because people move on and you don't always get closure. I think closure on TV is bullshit.
I wish they'd done this episode in a different season. Because he hasn't been away long enough, I think.
Maybe. Anyway, that was my long-winded analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, I really enjoyed the episode.
I mean, me too.
I really liked it. I mean, the whole not liking Oz aside, you know, because that's, you know, you know, the way I react to the character and the way I react to the ways that the things were put. But I'm convinced it was on purpose. I'm convinced it was written so that the wolf is now permanently on. And he's no longer able to just, you know, be awesome and stuff. So, but I really like this. I really
did. You know he was coming back in this one?
Nope. Well, New Moon Rising, the title, like, led me to believe it. And when you see the previously on, it's like, I'd have to be a bit of a dodo brain not to, like, foresee that.
Yeah, I wish I didn't see the previously on.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
I was afraid you guys are going to hate it.
I did. I think I'm part of that the TV magic watchers that need closure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that it did. I'm glad that it did happen because, you know, stereotypically, as one door closes, another one opens for Willow, right? So, I did enjoy that bit of it. Mm-hmm. I'm still not dumbfounded, but when I watched it, I was like, okay, it's over, it's done. They have their little, they hug it out, and they're gone. But then, Hilario, when you said all that stuff about being abused and all that, I was just like, okay, now. not that I don't see that, but I totally didn't take it that way at all.
I didn't the first time I watched it either. I'll say it again. The first time I watched it, it totally went over my head, and the second time I watched it, it was like, "Oh my god, I think this is what's going on here."
I don't think it was meant to be taken that way at all.
I really don't. Yeah, I mean, clearly, I don't know for sure, but that's what I got out of it, and I think it kind of puts quote unquote closure on the fact that Oz is no longer our Oz, our lovable Oz. That Oz is now this, unfortunately, stereotypically despicable guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could be wrong. Stranger things have happened. Steph, you still there?
Yes. Awesome. Oh, I was Googling New Moon Rising Battered Woman.
Okay.
To see if, because I'm sure dissertations have been written.
Probably, yeah.
So.
Hey, if I can write a paper in religious studies about how Metallica's lyrics and Tori Amos's lyrics both make allusions to different parts of the Bible, I'm pretty sure someone can write a dissertation about this. I may have done that at university, Mike. Look at you. So I'm all out of points. I don't know if we actually covered anything.
Well, just, you know, but something we need to talk about is Riley being a bigot. Against demons and people who love demons and everything.
I thought it was an interesting setup to have Buffy finally talk about Angel, which I'm glad we don't get to see.
You think you will see that?
I hope we don't get to see the talk.
I hope not.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see that. The less of Riley I see, the better. Was that David Fury?
Where?
One of the lab coat guys?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because isn't David Fury in Dr. Horrible? He's one of the news anchors?
I think so.
Yes.
So, okay, because that guy looked like the news anchor guy on Dr. Horrible. So I thought maybe it was David Fury.
I do not think he appears in Buffy.
No, I read a cast list on a lovely little website that has spoiler-free info on the episodes, so I go there every once in a while to see, is that who I think it is? And it's great, because it doesn't spoil. Ooh, okay. So.
It's good.
Yeah, and also, the whole... Riley's now an anarchist?
That was like the worst line.
Me too.
Oh, Riley, you're so white bread and milk. You have no idea. Really? You're supposed to be a graduate student? Pshaw.
Really? Willow's tougher than him. Come on.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Absolutely guaranteed. I felt so bad for Tara.
What's that?
When Oz showed up at the door.
I love that, yeah. That shot of her, like, looking uncomfortable.
Yeah. Study group, huh? Well, maybe she goes to Glendale on the side.
I don't know. Tara. Anyway, I've already said it. Anyway.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I really like Tara.
Me too.
I don't dislike her, but she hasn't blown me away yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No pun intended.
She's my favorite character. The whole really? Buffyverse. Huh. Yeah.
In the whole Whedonverse?
I think so. Because she's I don't know. I think sweet.
Oh.
Nice. I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Usually, like, those people bore me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really have a personality yet.
So. I'm a big fan of Moist.
Moist?
He's one of my favorites in the Whedonverse. Kim, are you still there? Kim went offline. For once, the Skype alert was correct and accurate. Kimberly.
Do you get her back or she comes back for herself?
It's usually one or the other. I have to officially hang up on her and sometimes she just pops back on. Kim, you there? It says she's offline. And now, I can call her. Let's see. Oh, it's a ring-a-ding-ding. Hello. Kim, you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, we were just talking about Val said that Tara's her favorite Whedonverse character.
Yes, I heard that bit.
And I said my favorite is Moist.
Is who?
Moist.
Who's Moist?
From Dr. Horrible.
Oh. What's a Dr. Horrible? Okay.
You know, it never gets old.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it, but I want to.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do. Steph, you were talking to us about stuff before I
was talking about stuff. Something that's very important that we talk about is Adam goes to Spike's crib and makes a deal.
Yeah. Here's my theory. Spike is going to go along with Adam, but he's actually going to double-cross Adam.
Everybody double crosses everybody. That's your theory.
It's a triple cross. And I think there's amnesia involved. But I'm not sure.
No body switching or anything.
No. Well, I'm super happy that happened. Well, wrong episode, but it did.
They foreshadowed it. Because Adam said something.
Maybe you should be on her side.
Exactly. And I was like, dun, 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 he's going to be.
He better be.
So I'm pretty sure that they're hinting towards that. So,
well, I'm looking forward to this big battle nobody's going to care about.
Okay, I don't remember this, but Riley tries to spring Spike. What? He is court-martialed. Traitor.
What? He tried to spring Oz.
Oh, that's right. Okay, now that I remember. and I have, how come there's so much security going in the front when it's so easy to get in the back?
That's what she thought.
Thank you, Kim.
Somebody had to say it.
It wasn't going to be me, let me tell you.
Oh, Riley Hatt's from the initiative in the burned school.
Oh, is that where they are? Because I couldn't tell.
It's still there, that school. Jeez.
But someone's going to die of asbestos poisoning.
A fall through of something.
Yeah. Giant pit.
Riley learned his lesson about non-humans, especially when it comes to love. Buffy opens up about her past.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just bad news. I really do.
Hmm.
Can't wait for the episode where Angel comes to town.
Exactly. And then it's going to be like, oh, you're Angel, you know? Like, come on, I'm writing it already.
I think it's been written years ago, but we'll see.
Yeah, I just, honestly, they're going to break up because he's going to be like, you'll never love me the way you love him.
Which is true.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Anyways. And you know what? Angel got his moment of perfect happiness, and we got really great TV. And Riley got his multiple moments of happiness, and we got one of the worst episodes of TV ever. So you know, Riley, you are the problem. Yeah. Well, I got nothing else.
I have stuff.
Yay, Val!
Oh, okay. Did they zap Oz and a Nip? Where were they?
That's where you're supposed to zap, isn't it?
Negative stimuli.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I'd get cranky too, I think.
Yeah.
Anything else, Val?
So did he only change because it was a full moon?
I think he changed because he lost control. I think Oz has turned into the Incredible Hulk.
So Oz, that's what I was thinking. He can become a werewolf at any time.
That's
now?
What I think. The wolf is inside. Always.
We have the return of Willow's Fugly coat.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes.
That was bad. Also, like when Oz first came to Willow's door, she had a little like zit on her face. Then you don't see it for the rest of the show. Where's the continuity?
That's random. It's
a continuity. Right. Pimple continuity. We call shenanigans.
Amazing.
Remember when Tara goes to get Willow at that library?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Her shirt, her whole outfit is different than when they were just talking in the room. I just noticed that for the first time. I don't know why.
Hmm.
And it's the same day, right?
Yes. Oh, one of my biggest TV movie pet peeves is, like, remember when Tara, they wouldn't let Tara say that was Oz. She just had to say, that's Oz. That's all she has to say. But they don't let her say anything.
They cut her off completely.
Yeah.
Because they're men and she's just a woman.
I just hate when they do that on TV. But then I was thinking, maybe she didn't want to say it. You know? Maybe she wanted it.
She wasn't even going to say it's Oz. That's a person, is what was on the tip of her tongue.
And also, couldn't she have just done a spell to block him?
I guess.
No, that's a thought. But in the shooting script, it said she tries to do a spell, but the words can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said.
Was Anya and Xander in this episode?
Briefly. Oh,
yeah.
They were, because Xander went into the initiative with Buffy.
Because Anya was helping Giles with the computer stuff when she did one line that I actually liked.
Oh, yeah, there was hardly any. Like, the quotes are my favorite part of the show. I was like, I could pull anything. I could probably put anything from this one. Hush had better quotes, and it was half silent. That was a hard one.
It's nice at the end when, Willow goes to Tara's dorm, and Tara thinks that Willow's coming to tell her that she's going back to Oz.
Like, so defeated. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even
she's
try.
Going back to Oz. That sounded funny. Like the magical land of.
Illyrio, did you think they would kiss?
Whom?
Tara and Willow.
Were you expecting something?
Not really, because, it's TV. I wasn't really expecting it. I hope there's some girl-on-girl kissing action soon. But,
Do you want to predict an episode number?
No.
This is number 75.
No. I can't. I will say that the fact that Willow is now kind of outed herself at the same time to herself as she did to Buffy was pretty darn cool, and I can't wait until next episode, which I think might have something to do with people tagging along onto the Scoobies, based on the title. But we won't discuss the title until Steph mentions it later.
Mm-hmm. You think she'll tell the others, or you think Buffy will tell the others about Willow.
I think Willow will tell them in her own time. Like, when they see her making out with Tara, I think they'll figure it out.
Will this happen on screen or off screen?
I'm not sure, because if I remember correctly from my pop culture days of television, I know Will and Grace was the first TV show to have two males kiss. And that was probably kind of around this time or even a little bit later. And I'm sure they would have let two females kiss before they even went near two males kissing on television. Really? So if they do, then I think they will. I think they'll show it. It won't be like some heavy makeout session like Buffy and Riley. Maybe them just sharing a sweet, innocent kiss.
Right.
I think.
No, I can't remember when it is. I have no idea.
If they do.
Because I don't know, it just seems to... it's not anything obvious, or... Obviously, it didn't make a bunch of an impression on me. It wasn't... I mean, like, it was no big deal, because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have a terrible memory, so it could be...
No, because I think if and when it happens, it was more of like, I think the writers would make it a non-issue thing, you know, you'd have the TV shows like Entertainment Tonight and this be like, this is the first time two women have ever kissed on television, you know? So, that's what I think, because that's what they did with Will and Grace.
Who kissed?
Will and Jack did. It was just, it wasn't even the romantic kiss. They were just kissing in a bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I think two or three episodes later on Friends, they had Joey and Chandler kiss as a joke. Really? I was like, wait, everyone's going to be kissing as jokes now?
Right.
Anyways. Yeah. Right. And then, like, on the dramas now, there's men kissing all the time.
I have a book, like an unauthorized guide to Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, like, after every episode description, there's, like, a kill count of vamps and demons. Would you like to take a guess how many vamps and demons Buffy has killed?
From the beginning of the series or in this episode?
Yes. No,
Gosh. I couldn't even.
Keep in mind, some episodes she hasn't killed anything, and some she has killed Barrett, you know.
I mean, up till now or the entire seven seasons?
No.
Up until this episode.
This is episode 75, so take a guess.
I'll guess 242.
242.
Oh, I was just going to say 250.
Oh, you're way off. It's 82.
Ah.
Oh, that's it?
82 bamps and 39 demons.
That's it?
Yeah.
Feels like there's more killing.
I know. We'd think, right?
Well, you know, the vamps, they're like $1,000 a piece, aren't they?
That's true.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Was this the first episode we saw... Riley, oh no, maybe it was the one before that we saw Riley actually like dust a vampire. So I remember him, he had like his little slow-mo like stake and then the thing vaporized and then tucked his little stake back into his stake pocket.
And he killed someone? He killed a vamp in this one?
Yeah. I think it was the episode before.
Okay. I think it was the Where the Wild Things Are, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the one before.
I can't wait to hear that one.
Nobody wants to hear that one.
Come on. Oh, I do. Let's see.
Oh, where's my... I gotta get Gabby's quote ready.
Yeah.
How do you think Riley will react if Buffy tells him?
I think he'll try to be accepting at first, but it's going to eat away at him. He's probably going to say something off the cuff to her if they get into an argument. He's like, well, at least I don't love a demon. And she'll be like, that's it. We're done.
So he'll try to appear that he's okay with the whole situation, but deep down,
I think so. Because this is what he's fought his whole life for.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's in love with Buffy, who happens to have been with the demon before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll try to accept it because he really likes Buffy, but he just can't deal.
And Angel has better hair, doesn't he?
Anybody has better hair than Riley.
There's a term I refuse to quote whose initials are SS. And imagine SS if the previous guy is a demon. I think this is going to get to Buffy, to Riley.
What are you talking about?
It's a term I despise, so I refuse to it, but it refers to how men are typically not interested in women who have perhaps been around.
SS?
Slut?
No, let's just move on. Okay. If you know what Illyria was referring to, write us an email.
Please do, I'm lost.
Except Allison is one of the best criers. When you say
she is. She is.
Like that one tear is just like gigantic tear comes down her face. How does she do that? Oh,
they put drops in their eyes. They pull a nostril hair.
They pull a nostril hair.
They think about dead puppies.
Oh. Stop it.
I have a pop quiz for you guys.
Oh!
Oh no.
I love games.
It's only one question. Oh. What picture did Riley have on the wall in back of his headboard?
Balls. I don't know.
His mom.
Balls too. It was like a yellow race car.
Okay. Random, but okay. Did anyone roll their eyes when he started doing push-ups when he woke up in the morning?
What, you don't do that?
No, never.
Hmm. It is just us Ubermensch who do it.
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's where she's mad at him.
Yeah.
Been out of...
For no reason.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, he's a bigot.
Yeah.
You know who you should be mad at, Buffy? You went to bed with a bigot. Be mad at yourself.
She made all that story up in her head. That's all. That's what stupid girls do.
Right. How about when Oz sees Tara at the door, he walks. Do you think that he knew, like, right away? Something was up, or
no.
He's just thinking.
No,
about
he didn't. Yeah, no. He had no idea.
Didn't think so either. He's just like
until he smelled.
Until he smelled,
right. Smelled her, right. Smelt her. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he dealt her.
Like, because I think everybody is like me. Like, okay, it's so funny. My child, my 14-year-old, has the best gaydar in the world. Like, she knows.
Really?
And it's like no big deal. And she's like, Mom, how can you not know this? You know? And I'm just like oblivious.
Yeah.
So that's the way everybody. Yeah. That's the way everybody in the show is. They just.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Do you like that tinfoil stuff in the initiative? What the hell is that?
I don't want to talk about the initiative anymore.
I don't blame you.
And no, that's going to be my quote. Never mind. That's right, Forrest. I'm quoting you. Get ready, Forrest.
Forrest is so tiny next to Riley.
Oh, he so is. I was like, oh, can he reach that high?
You know who's tiny?
His arm was all the way up the top.
Darth Maul is tiny. In that scene in Phantom Menace where he's walking next to those two guys that are, you know, the blockade is perfectly legal. He's like a teeny tiny guy and completely unintimidating. I was watching it with my 6-year-old. He's like, Darth Maul is short.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson is tall.
Gigantic.
Giant.
Mm-hmm. So they had these... Anyway. I hate you, George Lucas.
Why is Adam on that computer? What the hell? I hate him.
Adam, plugged in. Know. He's plugged in. He's Johnny Mnemonic, man.
Shit,
with the phone cord that was plugged into his head.
Yep.
That made me chuckle.
He has a modem in his head.
That made me chuckle.
And he used to be a scout. Who knew?
Only parts of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to wrap up.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
No. Val, any final thoughts, Val?
No, that's it. I said a lot, I think.
I think we have to rate this episode. And I suggest... Pardon?
I was gonna suggest that Val goes first.
Yes, as was I.
Okay. I say 9.8 naked asses.
Nice.
Take it off because Adam's in there, so.
I just like, okay, in Superstar, where, you know, when everybody's talking about Buffy and Riley's relationship, I tune out. I have no idea what they're saying. In this episode, you know, the relationship conversation between Willow and Oz, I mean, I'm like hanging on every word.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to turn a corner and he's going to be there.
Yeah,
it's a very mature way of dealing with the end of a relationship. Because I did not notice the, you know, battered wife language when I watched. But I give it 10 out of 10 unclosetings.
Yay!
Unclosetings.
Nice.
I really like this episode. I'd probably give it maybe an 8.5 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10 jailbreaks. But... I would have given it more, but then Illyrio changed my perspective with his battered wife.
I'm so sorry.
Rant.
But rewatch it just jumps out at you.
I remember her saying that, oh, no, it's not your fault. It's not the blame does not fall on you. The blame falls on me.
But that's different. You're talking about abusers to something he has no control over because he turns into a demon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess metaphorically you can say that.
I'm not saying he is one necessarily, but the fact that he sits there and lets her blame herself to me is a huge, huge problem. And I think it kind of bookends the whole Oz is no longer a werewolf once a month. He's always bad. Like the bad is always there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have this thing that guys don't ever want to be the bad guy.
And maybe that's where Joss Whedon got the idea for the Incredible Hulk. Spoiler alert on the Avengers. When he finally says, "What's your secret?" And he says, "I'm always angry."
Yeah.
Maybe self-inspired.
Alrighty.
I am going to rate this episode 9 out of 10 chairs who are conveniently turned into... tranquilizer darts in post-production.
Forgot about that.
Out of 10.
Like, chucks it at him. It's like...
And then he falls down and says, oh, the tranquilizer dart. Oh. Yeah. Episode was great. Although it may sound like I hated the episode based on how much I hate Oz now, I really didn't. I think this was a really, really, really great way of transforming the Oz character from this great guy that's always calm and always great, but has this dark side to him once a month, into, in fact, the dark side is now prevalent. And I really like that about this. Adam is worthless.
As you said he was shit. That's what you called him. Yes. Still believe that. Okay, good.
Oh, yes. Very much so. What does Gabby have to say?
Yeah. Gabby gives it 9 out of 10 lesbian witches.
Nice.
And she also says again, I was right.
Damn right you were right.
I don't think you guys are going to give it this high. I'm very happy. It's one of my favorites of the season.
I think it also gets higher points than it should after the last episode.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. But not to take away from this episode. No. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Allison Hannigan's performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to Tara, whatever. I don't know. I'm not feeling it yet.
Not yet?
Okay. No, I don't. Her scenes with Willow made me cringe at how...
That's like my favorite scene.
It just illustrated how bad she was compared to Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, all I could do, against her, anybody.
Yeah.
Could look bad.
Hey, you know, we should have a spin-off show, the Tara Faith Hour.
No.
And... not podcast about it. That's what we thought. Let us know what you think. You can call us at 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email at...
where are we? PotentialCast. Yes, that's what we are. PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Come to the website. You can take a look at our previous seasons. You can download shows directly. You can subscribe in iTunes. That's PotentialCast.com. On Twitter, you can follow us at PotentialCast. And the Facebook group is where it's at. The Facebook group is where you can talk about episodes and things in a non-spoilery fashion.
Thank you.
Or else. You want to be spoilery and you've watched all of Buffy and Angel, go to Potential Spoilers. That's another Facebook group that I'm not allowed to look at. So, it's quote time!
You guys go first.
I'll go first. End of the line.
Florence. Stop my hand now.
Damn!
One of mine. Take that one off.
In a celebratory fashion.
Run.
That was another one of mine.
Sounds best with a southern accent.
Yeah, really. Come on, I have a... You do sort of look like an evil olive. No? No,
I also enjoyed... Listen, would I be wearing this if I wasn't on the up and up?
Exactly.
I've got from Debbie. Do you like cats?
How do you like them cats? Wait, no. No, never mind.
How about no annual one? Anya one?
Nope, not for me. I am going Anya quote free this episode.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I don't want to be predictable.
Had a couple of good ones in there. Did you know that Joss didn't really want Amber to play Tara? It wasn't her first choice.
He wanted someone very diminutive, very small.
Like a less little mousy funny. Person? Like Willow?
Yeah.
Someone mousier than Willow was, I think.
You know what? I would respect Joss if he had actually had Willow fall in love with a butch lesbian.
Really?
With the mullet. Yuck. And the upper arm tattoos.
No.
And the nose ring. And the cut off jeans at the knees.
Like, Marty Noxon was the one that really pushed for her. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Marty Noxon. I'm looking at you, Noxon.
I don't think the network would have gone for that. But, alas.
Alas.
Can we go on to season 5 now?
Not yet. Can't.
We're close. We're getting really close.
What's our homework for
next episode? Is the Yoko Factor.
What do you think
Yoko
it's about?
Factor.
I think it's about Riley being a tag-along and Tara being a tag-along and how the Yoko Ono was always blamed for breaking up the Beatles. So one of those two is going to be blamed for breaking up the Scoobies.
Yeah, or could be somebody new trying to infiltrate into the group, and then everyone's like, it's not how it happened.
Oh, like maybe Spike with his plan?
No, like a new character we haven't even met yet.
Ugh, I'm tired of those.
Just a one-off.
If they're named Paolo or Nikki, yeah, that's it, I quit.
Just a one-off character.
It's too close to the end of the season to have anybody new come in.
That's true.
Well, if it's just a one-off character. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Nope.
We'll find out next week.
We will.
Ooh, I think you guys will like next week's episode.
I hope so, too. Mm-hmm. Val, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you letting us pop your podcasting cherry.
Weird.
And we hope you come back.
I'm trying to try to weasel my way into somehow.
Apparently we'll be here in 5 years doing Angels.
I have,
so, you know.
I have prizes. I have things to bribe you people with. And I will. If I had a firstborn, I'd give it up.
You know, I have a firstborn, and I felt that way too before.
Did you?
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. Until next time, adieu.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, stay, everyone.
No.
Is it so hard to satisfy your senses? You found out you love me. You have to climb some fences, scratching and crawling along the floor to touch you. And just when it feels right, you say you found someone to hold you. Does she like I do, baby? Tell me. shoe on a